J.P. Smith, the safety and security member of Cape Town's mayoral committee, says residents spotted three men setting fires on the mountain, which started at about 10 a.m. yesterday. A search led to the arrest of one suspect who is believed to be a vagrant. Smith says he confessed to starting the first fire that led to the destruction of university buildings.
The city can confirm that one suspect in his 30s was taken into custody last night in the vicinity of Devil's Peak. He was spotted by a resident who tracked him down with the help of his sons and the family's dogs.
The fire also destroyed the historic Mostert's Mill and the restaurant at Rhodes Memorial, as well as several thatched roof properties.
All efforts remain focused on active firefighting for the moment, although the fire is hard to reach in places. For the moment, there are precautionary evacuations taking place.
17 schools have been evacuated, as well as residents in several suburbs bordering the mountain. Yesterday, this young science student from the University of Cape Town had to flee her residence. I asked her if she left things behind.
I did. I feel fine. I'm safe. That's all that matters, really.
This young drama student describes watching the fire progress.
We knew that the fire was coming down the mountain and was reaching UCT. And we knew, okay, it was now behind upper campus, and then it was on middle campus, and then you found a full hall was on fire. And then you saw that the African Studies Library was on fire, which is insane because of the special books that they're holding there.
Many have lamented the loss of the African Studies Library that houses rare and irreplaceable works by indigenous people. The university hadn't confirmed exactly what has been lost. The university's Elijah Moholola.
In terms of damage to property, UCT is at this stage not able to confirm the extent of the damage to property, as well as the number of buildings affected, or even identifying what these buildings are. Once an assessment has been made, we will be able to share these details at a later stage.
Due to strong 45-kilometer-an-hour winds, the choppers that were initially used to waterbomb the fire and spot flare-ups have been grounded. Officials are using a Helix ISR system camera rigged to a two-seater glider plane that is flying over the ocean to take photographs of the area to help guide firefighters. This is Vicky Stark for Voice of America News in Cape Town.